Good morning. I just had a fascinating conversation with somebody. So they're trying to sell me a product, and I love good salespeople. I'm tempted to buy something from a good salesperson, even if I don't want to need the product, because I want to reward the person. There are so few good salespeople on this planet. So this particular individual was actually the opposite. They were an awful salesperson. So they've been trying to get my business in some certain ways. They sent me, they've been working hard at it, and I give them credit for that. But they sent out another email, said, "Hey, listen, that one wasn't working for you. Let's see if we can have one more conversation. I can put something together for you." I said, "Great." So short period of time, 15 minutes, I'll give you another try. The first time I spoke with this person, they nothing worked. That they were sending me, documents, and it wasn't working. And it sounds like he does this pretty often, so that was threw me off a little bit. But that wasn't a big deal. Everyone has a bad day. Everyone has stuff that goes wrong. That's not the big deal. The big deal for me in our first conversation a couple weeks ago was that they didn't ask me what I needed. They didn't ask me what was happening in my business. They didn't ask me what where I was going in my business. They simply said, "I've got this product and this works for you." I said, "Well, I don't think it does work for me." I explained. I took the initiative and said, "Hey, I need these kinds of things." And then it came back to them, and they simply were trying to hit. Again, there's that idiom where if all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. You just bash everything in, and that's kind of how it felt the first conversation. So I was like, okay, that's okay. But we had the second conversation just now, just this morning. And what came from it was, again, him just trying to sell me what he wants to sell me. Out of his two products. He only had two products, and he was just trying to figure out something that works for me out of those two. It wasn't custom designed. And that always rubs me the wrong way. If you say, "I'm going to give you something custom," again, somebody's got to ask me some questions. So what is the point of this? What is the point of all this? It's not to bash some individual who's working hard for his company and in trying to make things work. That's not what I'm doing here this morning. What I am doing is saying, sales can be a fantastic process. It can be a process where at the end of a conversation, both parties feel really, really good about themselves and about the other person. And the key to this is listening to the other individual. Asking great questions and listening well. Learn what somebody cares about. Learn what their passion is. This person this morning did everything, in my opinion, wrong, but it's stuff that is always taught in sales books. The average sales program from the first sales program until now typically was about saying, build rapport with somebody by asking them personal questions, and then ask them a few questions, and then sell them your product. That's the basic sales premise that a lot of people teach. I disagree completely with that. So he started off by asking me about my summer and about my kids and other things going on. And I don't know you, and I don't care that you know anything about my family. This is a 15-minute call. Let's get to work here. Let's make things happen. Again, it doesn't work for me because I'm fairly focused in that way. For me, this is what I'm going to recommend. This is my challenge for you, and this is going to work in sales, whether it's selling your kids on broccoli, whether it's selling an intimate partner on a long-term relationship with you, whether it's selling a business idea to an angel investor, or to sell a product to a customer. No matter what it is, no matter what you're selling, no matter how you're trying to influence people, this is the number one key that you need to know. You need to ask great questions and listen well to the answers. And once somebody gives you an answer, listening well isn't simply going, leaning in, That's not a great listening. What great listening is taking the information that somebody's giving you and trying to understand it as well as you can, going a few levels deeper, and then taking that information and saying, how could I, with my own skill sets or with my network or with my the advantages or assets I have, how could I help this individual with what they've said just now? And you know what? Sometimes the answer, and this is what great salespeople do, sometimes the answer is, I can't help this person. I don't have the time, energy, product, whatever it is that this person's talking about. Really, what I need to do is maybe hand them off to somebody else who can help them better. That is a great salesperson. A great salesperson is not simply selling whatever you have to everyone. There's the old phrase of selling ice to an Inuit or ice to an Eskimo, I think is the original phrase. And I think that that's terrible. why would you give something to somebody that they don't want or need and take money from them for it? That's the definition for a charlatan, for a snake oil salesperson. That's not good sales. Good sales is listening well. And that's all I want to encourage you to do this morning. If you listen well, understand what's behind something, understand what somebody truly desires, and then start meeting their needs and in helping them in legitimate ways, even if you cannot do it yourself. That is good influence. And you will realize this again in business, with your products, your revenue. You will find better business partners. You will have better relationships with your family members and your intimate partners and your friendships. And like, things really do get better if you start listening well. That's all the challenge it is for today. Ask somebody some good questions today and find out what's important for them. Ask why that's important for them. And you don't have to say, why is that important for you? You can use a different tone of voice. You can say, hey, tell me more about that. What interests you about that? That will go deep with somebody. Somebody will feel heard, and you will build rapport faster with that method than any other method. Next time, if you try to sell me something, don't start the conversation by what did you do this summer and how old are your kids. That's not something that's going to excite me. It's something that's taught in a lot of sales manuals. Go deeper. Be better than the average salespeople. The average salesperson is not good. Is not good at what they do. Be fantastic. Be phenomenal at what you do. And people will see it over the long term. You've got this.